From Little Red Riding Hood to the Halloween thriller Wolfman, stories often paint wolves as scary creatures, but conservationists say that's the wrong view. Most gray wolves across the contiguous U.S. are protected under the Federal Endangered Species Act. An exception includes the Northern Rocky Mountain population in parts of Wyoming, Idaho, and Montana, where states are in charge of managing wolf populations. Wolves have proved polarizing in recent years, but Eric Cluis with Defenders of Wildlife says they don't need to be.
The preferred outlook really is just wolves as a native wildlife species on the landscape rather than treating it as either this pure icon of wilderness or this just bloodthirsty animal that's out there trying to, you know, reduce elk or deer populations or decimate livestock.
The gray wolf was one of the first species listed under the 1973 Federal Endangered Species Act when he says the population was pretty much wiped out. He says people should take pride in the recovery so far. Earlier this year, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, which oversees endangered species, announced a first-ever national recovery plan for the species with an expected completion date at the end of next year. The agency said in a press release that it plans to continue work with tribes and states to craft enduring solutions. Cluis says recent actions by state agencies have been misguided.
We've had a whole suite of bills passed in all three states that are aimed more at reducing the wolf population than actually managing it based on any biological justification or recent science.
The Fish and Wildlife Service also noted that Idaho and Montana had recently passed laws designed to substantially reduce the wolf populations there, using means and measures that are at odds with modern professional wildlife management. I'm Kathleen Shannon with Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.